Parshas Vizois HaBrocho. The first pasuk starts off Vizois HaBrocho Asher Berach Moshe Ish Elokim Es Bnei Yisrael Lefnei Moshe. This is the brocha that Moshe gave Ish Elokim to Bnei Yisrael Lefnei Moshe before he died. So the question is, what does it say Vizois HaBrocho? What's the Vizois with the Vav, like Mashmet, the continuation from the Parsha before? So in the Sefri says the pshat is like this, that since in the last Parshas Hazinu, Moshe Rabbeinu spoke Dvorim Koshim, he said very hard words to Klai Yisrael. He said, Mizei Rov Luchumi Reshev, like he said, if you do the bad things, you're going to have a lot of punishment. So now Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to end off Benechumim with Divrei Nechumim with nice words. That's why he says, Vizei Sabrochum. Like after he spoke hard, now he's going to give a brocha to give Divrei Nechumim. He says this to free. From here, all the Nevi'im learned that also, that all the Nevi'im, even though they said Dvarim Koshim, hard words to Klai Yisrael, but they always ended off with Divrei Nechumis. And the pshat is because, like we always say, when Hashem gives klolis, when Hashem says He's going to give punishment, the tachlis of it is only l'toiv. It's only to make Klai Yisrael return to Hashem to do tshuva, and at the end there'll be a bracha from it. Therefore, the smichas of first saying the klolis, saying the divrei koshim, is at the end, they'll come out from it to be of vizois habrocha. The balaturim over here says that vizois habrocha, you want to say it's begmatria zuhi ha-Torah. As if to say, ki b'schus ha-Torah birchum. It's because of the schus of Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that gave Klai Yisrael the Torah. He was mekabel the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu has the power, the koyach, to give a bracha. So the Zeis HaBracha means because of the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu was able to give them a bracha. Like we spoke out before, Parshas Hazinu is really called the Torah. Like we said before, the mitzvah to write the Sefer Torah, we learn out from the pasuk that says, Kisvu es Hashira Hazois, go and write down this Shira of Hazinu. And we spoke out the pshat is that Hazinu, that's the main part of the Torah. So it's very good, the smichus, after the parasha of Hazinu, which is the main part of the Torah, now the Torah says, V'zois HaBrocha. It's from the Torah will come out to be a brocha, to be a blessing. Now we know this parasha, V'zois HaBrocha, is the last parasha of the Torah. And the Svas Emes wants to say a smichus between the last pasuk of V'zois HaBrocha and the beginning of the Torah of Bereishis. And the last pasuk says, U'luchol ha'yod ha'chazoko, u'luchol ha'meiru ha'godol, Asher also Moshe Leina Kol Yisrael. Asher also Moshe that Moshe Rabbeinu did in the eyes of Klai Yisrael, in the eyes of Yisrael. So he says the smichus is, then the pasuk says, Bereishis Bor Elokim, and we dash in Bereishis means Bishvil Bereishis, Bishvil HaTorah. In other words, that everything Moshe Rabbeinu did was only Bishchus HaTorah. Since Moshe Rabbeinu was the Koyach of Torah, he was the one that was Makabel Torah to give Torah to Klai Yisrael. The whole of Asher also Moshe, as everything Moshe did, was only with the Koyach of Bereishis, with the Koyach of the Torah. So it's very good now, this first pasuk also, like the Balaturim says, V'zois HaBrocha means Zuhi, Zuhi HaTorah. The Schus of the Torah will come out to be a Brocha, that's how Moshe had the power to give Klai Yisrael the Brocha. Now the pasuk over here calls Moshe Rabbeinu Ishra Lakim. And the Ibn Ezra says the pshat is ki b'nevuah berech oisam. Yisrael Akim means Moshe Rabbeinu now is talking with nevuah. And it says lefnei moisoi right before he died. And Rashi brings down from the Sefri that somach lemisosoi shim lo yachshav emasai. If not right now, like when else? The question, what does Rashi mean, like if not now, when else? Like he could have gave them a bracha before also. Why did he have to wait till the end to say in lo yachshav emasai? And the Ponim Yafas wants to explain, like really the pasuk before it said in Devarim, that Moshe Rabbeinu said, I can't go out anymore. And Rashi over there explained, it meant to say, B'divrei Torah, that Malamed Shenistamo Mimenu Miseres HaTorah Umayonas HaChokhma, that at the end, right before Moshe was mace, at the end, he already lost, it was closed from him, the Mayonas of Torah, the wells of Torah, and he wasn't able to go and darshan anymore in Divrei Torah. So who could think, if so, how could Moshe Rabbeinu now give them a bracha? Maybe the bracha is given Klai Yisrael is not b'shlemus, not with all the das HaTorah. Therefore, the Pasuk says, no, Moshe Rabbeinu is an Isher Elokim. Like the Ebenezer says, it means to say, Moshe Rabbeinu now was saying, Benavuah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is masking. And the pshat is, because it's Lefnei Moisai, because it's always brought down right before the Tzadikah Manifter, right before a Tzadik's Neshama goes away, that's when his Neshama like, gets a big cheshek, a big kashrus to Hashem, that right before the Neshama is taken away, that's when it blows up and becomes very, very choshev, very great. So here, since it's Lefnei Moisai, right before Moshe Rabbeinu's Neshama went away, his Neshama became very great and big, and therefore he was able now, the Torah and Isha Lakim, the Torah and Nevuah, to give a bracha to Klal Yisrael. And that's Bechlal, the pshat from this pasuk that it says, V'zoysa bracha. The bracha is one thing. The bracha, this blessing by itself, was a tremendous blessing. And then it says, Asher Berech Moshe, that a tremendous person is giving the bracha. And Isha Lakim means that HaKadosh Baruch himself is also maskim to this bracha. So that's how great the pasuk is explaining how great this bracha is. And like this, it's also good that Ksav Sefer, he wants to explain, like, what does Rashi mean? That, im lo yachshev emesai, if not for now, when else can I do it? Like, really, he asked the question, how come Moshe Rabbeinu didn't give a special bracha to every single person in Klai Yisrael? Like, Moshe Rabbeinu took care of the whole Klai Yisrael. He was the manager of Klai Yisrael. He should have given a bracha to every single person separately. How come he only gave a bracha to the Shevet, Bichlal, a general bracha to the Shevet? That's what Rashi is saying. Shimoyashav Emesai. It's very late. And if not now, he has no more time to do it. So right now, Lefnei Moisai did not have time to give a bracha to every single person separately. Therefore, he only gave the bracha, B'teras HaKlal, to the Hoshevet. And the Pshat is like we're saying very good, that beforehand, Moshe Rabbeinu lost his Koyach of Torah already. He couldn't have given the bracha then. But just right now, Lefnei Moisai, that's when he got back again his Koychas, and now he was able to give the bracha. So now he had to give the bracha shortly because Im L'Yachshav Emesai is not going to have enough time to give the bracha to every single person. So therefore the bracha was B'derech Klal to the whole Shevet. Now there's a Medrash Rabbah over here that starts talking about the halacha that if somebody is a Shliach Tzibur and he's saying Shimon Esrei and he makes a mistake in one of the brachas, so somebody else takes over. Where does that person take over from? From the same bracha that the last one made a mistake. And the Medrash says, how do we know this from? So the Medrash says, Miyavas Olam. We learn it out from Avram, Yitzchak, V'Yakov. That the same way when one gave a bracha, the next one started the bracha with the same word the last one ended off with. Like Avram Avinu. It says he gave a bracha to Yitzchak. The Pasuk says, Vayitin Avram Eskol HaShalel Yitzchak. Then it says that Yitzchak got up and gave a bracha to Yaakov. So Yitzchak said, that mimokim sheposak abo mishom ani maschil. For where my father ended off with the bracha, that's where I'm going to start. Abo hivsik bevayitein, afani maschil bevayitein. Minayin shenema vayitein lochor lakim. And how did Yitzchak end off the bracha? Vikriya. Shenema vayikro Yitzchak el Yaakov. Then it says, Yaakov got up and gave a bracha to the Shvatim, and Yaakov said, where should I start the bracha with? From the word kriya. Shenema vayikro Yaakov abonav. Since that's where Yitzchak ended off, that's where Yaakov started. Where did Yaakov end off with the bracha? With the word v'zois. Now when Moshe Rabbeinu got up to give a bracha to Klai Yisrael, Moshe said, where should I start from? With the word v'zois. Because that's the word that Yaakov Avinu ended off. That's why it says v'zois ha-bracha. And the pshat from this medrash is that when does a bracha really go from a father to a son, when the son continues on in the same way as the father? Like now Moshe Rabbeinu is given a bracha to Klai Yisrael. When is this bracha going to be mekuyim? It's going to happen if Klai Yisrael takes after the steps of Moshe Rabbeinu and continues on in the Avodah. Just like Yitzchak Avinu continued on with the Avodah of Avram Avinu, and the same way Yaakov continued on with the bracha, with the ways of Yitzchak, that's the way the bracha goes from son to son, to generation to generation. As the next generation continues on the same way that the fathers did also. Then the second pasuk says, Vayoymar, Moshe Rabbeinu started to say, that Hashem mi Sinai bo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Sinai, Vizorach mi Seir Lomon, and he shined forth from Seir, Hoifia mi HaParon, and he also beamed forth from Paron, The Yosem Rivavas Kodesh, he came with his Rivavas Kodesh, 10,000 of Malachim, Miminoi Eish Dos Lomoi. And his right hand, he had Eish Dos Lomoi, means a Dos, a Torah of fire with him. So Rashi says the pshat from this is that Tosach Tchilo V'Shivchoi Shemokim. Moshe Rabbeinu first started off now, before he gave the real brachas, first he did was to give shvach, to give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yakakach posach v'tzochem shal Yisroel. And then later he started to talk about what Klal Yisroel needs, the brachas that they should receive. And from here we learn out that when we daven Shemon Esrei, it's the same way, that the first three brachas we say, we talk about the shvach, we just praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't ask for our own what we need. After that, then we say the bracha is about tzrochim, what we need. And Rashi says on Eish Dos means shoy saksuva meyoz lefonav b'yeish shechayra, that the Torah was written down in black fire, agav eish levona, on top of white fire. Nosam lehem baluchas ksav yad yeminay. And Eish Dos Rashi says shenitnu lehem b'toycheish, that the Torah was given in the middle of fire. And the ksav sefer explains this. Like the Gemara always says, that the Torah itself gives us chayim and olam hazeh and olam habo. But these are people that use it up the right way. It's called the sam chayim, a seach of life. Mashenkim l'mas milim, the people that take the Torah and do the wrong things with it, is sam hamovis. That's poison for them. The same thing with Ashen, v'samtem means zocho nasoloi sam chayim. If you're zeicha, you do the mitzvah, you learn Torah the right way, you'll be zeicha to life. If you take the Torah and learn it the wrong way and do the wrong things with it, it'll only be a sam, will be poison for you. And the Chayvus Avovus explains that the reason why the Torah is a mashal, is example to fire, because we know fire does two things. Fire is good, it gives off light, it makes it or, it gives off light, and it also burns things, it also makes destruction, it destroys things. The same thing the Torah. If you learn the Torah the right way and do the Torah, it makes it or, Torah or it makes it light for us, it gives us chayim, it gives us life. But if we take the Torah and do the wrong things with it, we learn it the wrong way, it only will destroy us and become a sam modest. That's the pshat from Eish Levona and Eish Shchera. Eish Shchera, black fire, means a destruction, fire that destroys. Eish Levona, white fire, means a fire that's good, that gives off or gives off light for us. So the Torah itself has a koyach of Eish Levona, a white fire to make off light, to make us live, to be a sam chayim. But you'd also know you have to be careful to do the right way of the Torah, learn it the right way, come out with the right pshat, and don't say the wrong pshat, and don't do the wrong mitzvahs and say it's a mitzvah, because by doing that, you just can end off with an eish chayra, a black fire, which will only destroy it for yourself. In Pasuk Gimel, af choyvev amin, Kol Kedosha B'Yodecha, Kodesh Baruch Hu loves the Am Klal Yisrael, Vein Tukul Raglecha, they put underneath your feet, and Yisem Midabrasechem, they receive from your words. And Rashi explains that the Zechibi Yisera, that Hashem gave a special love to all the Shvatim, that every single Shevet is called an Am, like a nation by itself. And at the end, Rashi says, Yisem Midabrasechem means that Klal Yisrael is Mekablem Zerosecha, Vidoy Saisecha, the Simcha. Klal Yisrael accepts the Torah, the Simcha, V'yelo Devrayim. And what are the words? What's called the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Midabrosechom? That's Torah, Tzivolonu Moshe, Moirosho Kilos Yaakov. That Moshe Rabbeinu taught us Torah, Moirosho, it's our possession, Kilos Yaakov, to the congregation of Yaakov. Now the Gemara in Makkah says that Dorash Reb Simloi, Taryag mitzvah is Nemru L'Moshe Mesinai. Moshe Rabbeinu learned Taryag 613 mitzvahs. Omar Rav Hamnuna, Mike Roh, how do we know this? So the Pasuk says, Torah Tzivolonu Moshe. Torah is the Gematria Tof Reish Yud Aleph, 611. And Anoichi, that mitzvah, and V'loyi Elocho is the Piyak Vura Shemanu. Those two mitzvahs we heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Those two and 611 together is 613. And the Ksav Sefer wants to explain, what does it say? Kehilas Yaakov. It means to say that the Torah can only be Mekayim together. You have to have a Kehilah, everybody doing it together. In other words, we have now Taryag Mitzvahs. But it's not possible for one Jew to do all Taryag mitzvahs. There are certain mitzvahs on in the gate to a Kayin, on in the gate to a Levi, on in the gate to a Yisrael. So one Jew can't do Taryag mitzvahs. So how do we have that Torah Tzivulon or Moshe? How do we have the Taryag mitzvahs that's only with the Kehilas Yaakov? If everybody does it together, the whole Kehilah, the whole congregation, then we say everybody's mitzvahs come together is considered Taryag mitzvahs. And that's the pshat that by Har Sinai it's brought down, by Yachnu Shom, it says that by Yomu and Kol HaShe Dibra Hashem Naseh, everybody was together like one, they wanted to have a key of the Torah, everybody together. And he says that's pshat, and Rabbi Kiva says that from the Haft L'Recho Kamecho Zekla Godol Batera. If everybody loves one another, that's the Kla Godol. In other words, if everybody works together and helps one another and loves one another, that's the way there could be Mekayim, Kol HaTorah Kula, that's the way you'll have the Taryag mitzvahs being done. So that's the pshat from Kehilas Yaakov, with the Kehilah working together, with everybody together, that's the way we can have Taryag mitzvahs. And that's the hemshech of the next pasuk that says, Vayihi Bishur and Melech, and it will be when HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rashi learns, will become the Melech, become the king, which means that everybody will accept upon themselves the Yol Malchus Shemayim. And it says, B'sasef Rosh Hayom, when the heads will get together, Yachat Shifta Yisrael, everybody will be together. In other words, when will they be able to be Abakiyam of Torah Tzivulon Moshe? When will Klal Yisrael be able to do all Taryag mitzvahs? That's only Bizman by Hebrew and Melech, when HaKadosh Baruch was the Melech, when everybody is Mekabel the Yom HaShemayim, and everybody works together, Rosh Hayom, Yachat Shifta Yisrael. When everybody is working together, there's no machlokes between them, then there'll be a kiyum of the Torah Tzivulon. And now Moshe Rabbeinu starts to give them the bracha, and he starts off with Reuven, because he's the Bechor, and says, Yechi Reuven v'yal yomus. Reuven should live and not die, v'yehei misov mispar. And he should have a lot of people left over. And the Pshat Mefarshim say is that since Reuven had to go out first to fight the Mechoma, he had to go over the Eivor HaYarden and leave his mishpacha, leave his wife and children home, and just they go out to fight in the front. Therefore, Yechi Reuven means that Reuven's mishpacha, the wives and the children that are staying over in the Eivor HaYarden amongst the goyim there, they should still live. V'yal yomus means the men that have to go over and fight and be in front in the army to go in the front, they should not die. V'yal misay mispar, there should be a lot of people, there should be a lot of number of Bnei Reuven. Rashi learns pshat, Yechi Reuven, Reuven Shaliv means Boilam Azeh, like we were just saying, they shouldn't die in the Mechoma. But the Yal Yomus means the Olam Abo. Like you can't learn Stam Shat, they won't die. Like we know they died. That means the Yal Yomus, the Tefillah was, they should not die, they should be Zeich the Olam Abo. And Rashi says it means Shalai Yisko Lai Maise Bila. They should not remember the Aveira, the Chet that Reuven did, but rather Reuven did Tshuva, and HaKadosh Baruch was Mekabel his Tshuva. And at the end, we have Nisov Mispra, there should be a lot of people, it should have the same type of account as the other Shvatim have. And the Sefri says the bracha was that the Bnei Reuven should be Giborim B'Koyach, strong, and Giborim B'Torah. That should be big Talmid Chachamim. That was the bracha that Moshe gave Shevet Reuven. And then Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to Shevet Yehuda and said, V'zois LeYehuda, and this is to Yehuda, V'ayoymar Shema Hashem Kol Yehuda, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should listen to the voice of Yehuda, means to that tefillah, like Rashi says, V'yalamo T'vienu, and bring him into his people, Yodov, Rav Loi, his hand should be numerous, V'yezem Mitzarev Tiyah, and he should always be a helper to him from all his enemies. And Rashi brings down, why does it say, V'zois LeYehuda, why does Yehuda come second? Because Samach Yehuda LeRuven, Mifnei Sheshneim, Hoidu Al Kilkul Shev Yodim. They both did a chet, Yehuda with Tamar, and they both did Tshuva, they both were Moida, they both said Vido, they agreed, that they did the Avera. Then Rashi says that Oma Moshe Migoram the Reuven Shayoida, who caused Reuven to do tshuva, to agree, to be made that he did the Avera? Yehuda. It was Yehuda, because of Yehuda, that's why Reuven did tshuva. And really, this is a Gemara in Saita, that the Gemara in Saita says, Omra Shmuel ban Achimene, Omra Yenison. My dear Siv, why does the Pasuk say, Yechi Reuven Bezois Yehuda? In other words, why does the bracha of Yehuda come right after the bracha of Reuven? Because it says, Kol Oisin Shonim Sho Yisro Ba Midbar. All the years that Klai Yisro were in the Midbar, Hayuat Smoisev Sho Yehuda Megugolim B'Yorim. The bones of Yehuda were like turning around in his grave, in the Yorim. Ad Sho'omad Moshe Bikash Olav Rachman. Until Moshe got up and Mispalol Davin for Yehuda. Omar, and Moshe said like this, Ribbono Shel Olam, Migoram L'Ruvain Sheyoda, who caused Ruvain to do tshuva? Yehuda, it was Yehuda. Therefore, right after the bracha of Reuven, it says Yehuda that Moshe davened for Yehuda v'ischus Reuven. It's because he caused Reuven to do tshuva. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu davened for Yehuda. That is, that Moshev stopped turning around Bi'orin in his grave. So Agav, you see from here that a person on this world could daven for somebody that was already mace, that already died, and even though he's getting his einish, he's getting his punishment in Shemayim, we on this world could still daven to Hashem to stop the punishment that Hashem should still be meichel that person, he should not get his einish. But I call upon him on this chazal, the Achreina Master Kasha, like we know Reuven really did tshuva before the whole mindset of Yehuda. Like Rashi brought down by the Mechiras Yosef, it says that Yosef came back to the bor. So Rashi says, where Reuven came back to the bor. So Rashi says, where was Reuven? Reuven was being Isaac in Tainus and Tigufim. Reuven was fasting because of the chet that he did with Bila. So Reuven already did tshuva by the ma'isa of Mechiras Yosef way before the whole ma'isa with Yehuda happened. So how could the Gemara say here that Reuven did tshuva, Reuven was moida because of Yehuda? And Achreinim one answer, the pshat is like this, that we had two different types of tshuva. At the beginning, true, Reuven did tshuva, he felt bad, but what he did to himself was he gave himself punishments. He was just being Isaac and Tainus, fasting and Tzigufim, giving himself punishment. He was like punishing himself. That was the type of a tshuva that he did. But he did not know yet Dinyan to be Moida, like to say Vidui, to repent in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That first, Reuven first learned from Yehuda. Yehuda was the first one to say he's Moida, that he did the Avera. He agrees, he spoke it out. That type of a tshuva, Yehuda was the first one to do. And Reuven learned that from Yehuda, that the part of tshuva is not only to have sigufim, not only to put yourself in pain, but rather to start to ma'isim tovim, to be mekabel upon yourself, to say vidui, that you realize you did something wrong, and from now on you can start to do good. That's also part of tshuva. And that's also, like the Gemara says, part of tainus. The union of a tainus is that you're supposed to come out from the sigufim, from the pain we give ourselves, not just the purpose of pain, not just the fasting out the pain, but rather what comes out of it. That because of the tainus we do tshuva and we'll end up doing ma'isim tovim and doing mitzvahs. That's what Reuven learned it from Yehuda. Then the pasuk says, Ulu Levi Omar, that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to Shevet Levi and said, that Tumecha v'yurecha lishchatzidecha, that you're going to have the Urim v'tumim, asher nisisoi b'masa, that you were tested by Masa to reveal you on May Meriva, over the arguments over May Meriva. In other words, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tested Shevet Levi, and they came out to be Nemon. They did not complain when the rest of the Klai Yisrael were complaining. Now Rashi says on Tumecho V'yurecho, Rashi says, Kalape Shchinahu Medaber. And Moshe Rabbeinu was talking about that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Tumecho V'yurecho. Now the question is, how did Rashi know to say this? Moshe Rabbeinu was talking about Kalape Shchinahu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe he's talking directly to Shevet Levi the Kohanim, that the Kohen Gadol, he used to wear the Urim V'Tumim. How did Rashi know to say it's talking about Kalpei Shechina? And the Chofetz Chaim brings down that he heard over from the Shein HaGro that the Vilna Gaon answered like this, that really Rashi was bothered, how come the Pasuk says here Tumecha V'Yurecha, first the Tumim and then the Urim? All over in Shemais it always says the opposite way. It says Urim V'Tumim. And we know the Gemara in Yuma Darshin that Loma Nikra Shimon Urim V'Tumim. Why was the Choshen like called Urim V'Tumim? Urim means Shemirin as the rain. It was light. Whatever they said came out very light. It was clear. And Tumim means Shemashlimim as the rain. Whatever they said was Sholem was complete. So how come here the Pasuk says the opposite order, Tumecha V'Yurecha, not Urim V'Tumim? So this Rashi says, that's Rashi's Raya, that is talking about Kapli HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, by Bnei Yodim here, when the Kohanim wear the Urim V'Tumim, by a Kohen it's called Urim V'Tumim. That means first, whatever he says has to be clear. He has to hear, see the light himself first. and then what it comes out to be shalom, to be complete. When you're talking about Kalpa Shechina, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu we could say Tumecha. Right away, whatever Hashem says is Tumim, is complete to Shalom. And secondly, we say Virecha, there's the light to it also. But it's only by Bnei Yodim, by the Kahanim, by them we first say Urim. That first you have to realize to see the light of what they're saying, and then we can understand to say that it's Tumim, it's complete. And some of Farshim learned that it says Shriveyu Almei Meriva, like they were tested over the waters of Meriva. Some said it goes on the Mei of the Eagle. In other words, after Klai Yisrael did the Chet of the Eagle, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tested out to see who did the Chet. They all drank from the Mayim, and whoever did the Avera was killed out. Mashen came from Shevet Levi, nobody was in the Chet of the Eagle, nobody was killed out. As if to show that people may thought that Aaron had to do with the Chet of the Eagle, he was the one that caused it. So now Moshe Rabbeinu is like showing everybody, no, you know, Shevet Levi was pure and clean from the Chet Egel. Ad Kedei Kach, that it's Aaron HaKoyin, he was the one that was Zeichah to be the Kohen Gadol. Like at the beginning, the Indian of Kuna, the Avodah was by the Bechorim. But by the Chet Egel, the Bechorim did the Avodah, was taken away from the Bechorim, and it went to the Levium. So this proves that Levium, Aaron HaKoyin, had nothing to do with the Chet Egel. And then the Pasuk says that the praise about Shevet Levi, that Ho'imer lo'ovev le'imoy l'risa v'yesechov lo'hikir v'yesbon of lo'yoda, that when Klai Yisrael did the Aver of the Chet Egel, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Mila Hashem Elai, and the whole Shevet B'nei Levi came to Moshe Rabbeinu, and the tziva was to have to go and kill out all the other people that did the Chet Egel. And it could even be their own father and their own mother also. It could be like his father-in-law, or it could be his mother-in-law, even though he's a Kohen, but it could be his mother-in-law was not a Kohen, and she did the Chet Egel. So the Shevet Levi had to go and kill out their own mishpachas. Still, they listened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they didn't have Rachmanas on them. And the Pasuk ends off and says, Ki shamru im rosecha uvrischa yinsaru, because they listened to your words, and they watched your bris. And Rashi brings down what it means to say is, Ki shamru im rosecha means, lo yiyah lochoy lehim acherim, that Shevet Levi did not worship any Avodah Zarah. And then Uvrischa Yinsaru means Bris Mila, that they were Mekayim the Bris Mila. So Rashi says, Sha'isam Shenoldu Bamidbar Shal Yisrael Le'molu Es Bnei'im, during the 40 years in the Midbar, whenever they were born a son, they did not make a Mila then. The Gemara says there were different reasons. It was an Onus. They had a Ptur. They couldn't do it. But V'heim Ho'yumulin Nomalun Es Bnei'im. But Shevet Levi, they gave a Bris Mila to the children, even in the Midbar. The Farshim said the smichas of Kishamru im Rosecho of Rishi in Saru is that what keeps them from being Oved Avodah Zarah, that's the Bris Mila. Like we know, when you make the Bris Mila, that makes you a Tomim. That makes you complete. But the Pasuk says, Tomim Tiyah im Hashem Lakov. It's brought down by Avraham Avinu that after the Mila, then he was called Tomim. Mila Oz Tiyah im Hashem Lakecho. In other words, the Bris Mila helps you that you're always thinking about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And therefore, you have no time, and it doesn't make sense to you to think about another Avodah Zarah. Therefore, because Levi was Mekayim Bris Mila during the Midbar, that's why they are Kishamru im Rosecha. Therefore, they did not worship any Avodah Zarah. Then the Pasuk says, Yoru Mishpatecho LeYakov V'Sarascha LeYisrael Heshevet Levi. They will be the ones to teach Torah to Klal Yisrael. Like really, the Gemara says that Omar Rova Le Mishkacha Tzurma Drabonim Demuri Elo Diyosei Oy Mishevet Levi Oy Mishevet Yisachar Mishevet Levi Dichsev Yoru Mishvetech LeYakov. In other words, Levi has this chus. They'll be the ones to teach Torah to Klai Yisrael. They'll be like the Dayonim. They'll be the Peskim. Or else Mishevet Yisachar has the same bracha also that says Vnei Yisoscha Yodei Bina Leitim Ledas Mayasa Yisrael. A koponim, since Levi had this midah, they were Tomim, they were Shomruim, Roschav, Rishcha, and Saru. They were Zeicha to teach Torah with the Klai Yisroel. Then the Pasuk says, Boruch Hashem, Chelo Yofoel Yodav Tirza. HaKadosh Baruch gave a special brocha to Shevet Levi, that Boruch Hashem, Chelo, should have like enough Panoso, Yofoel Yodav Tirza, whatever he does, should be accepted by HaKadosh Baruch. The Farshim said, the Pshat is that Levi, the Kohanim, they have a special Avodah, they have to bring the Karbonis. And we know Bishashi brings the Karbonis that the Kohen has the wrong Machshava. He can have a Machshava's Pigul, a Machshava Shleil Lishmo, that he passes the Karbon. So therefore Moshe Rabbeinu gave them a special bracha, as if to say, Ufoil Yod of Tirza, whatever you do, during the avodas of the kavanis should be done with the right machshav, the right way, that Hashem should accept it. And secondly, since Shevet Levi was oisik the kedusha, they were oisik in the Beis Hamikdash, they didn't have time to go make their own panosa. They were oisik either learning Torah or doing the avodah. Maybe they wouldn't have enough panosa. Therefore, they had to have a special bracha that Borach Hashem Chelei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give Shevet Levi panosa. In other words, the people that are sitting learn Torah, that take away from doing business, but they sit and learn Torah, there's this special bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of them. And really, it's the famous Rambam that says, Loi Shevet Levi Bovad. It's not only Shevet Levi has this right, but Kol Echad Yisrael, that wants to be Nodva Ruchai, wants to lift himself up and be Isaac in Torah, and that's his Torah Samanosai, he has the right to do it, and you have this bracha, Hashem will take care of you. All right, turn over. Then the pasuk talks about Moshe gave the bracha to Binyamin, Levinyamin Omar, Yedid Hashem, Yishkan Levet Acholov. Binyamin is called Yedid Hashem, somebody beloved by Hashem. Yishkan Levet Acholov, he'll always sit, he'll dwell safe with safety. Chayfef Olov Kol Hayom, the Shechina will be going around them the whole day. Obeying safe of Shochen in between his shoulders will be the Shechina. And the Rashi brings down, it means Yishkan Levet Acholov, that Binyamin was Zoich and his portion will be built to base the Migdash. That's why after Levi, that spoke about doing the Avodas of the Kabonis, bringing the Kabonis in the base of Migdash, now we talk about Binyamin, that in his Chelek he was Zoich to have the base of Migdash was built in his Chelek. That's called Yishkan Levet Acholov. When we have the base of Migdash, it'll be there safety, you won't have to move around from place to place, like before the Mishkan had to be moved around from place to place. Now when Binyamin was Zoich to have the base of Migdash built, it'll be Yishkan Levetach, it'll be in one place, safety, for the whole Zman of the Beis HaMikdash. Now the Farshim talk about why was Binyamin Zoicha that the Beis HaMikdash should be built in his Chelek, and some say because he wasn't the Mechiras Yosef, he didn't have to do with the Chet of the Mechiras Yosef Binyamin, therefore he was Zoicha to be called Yedid Hashem, a beloved by Hashem, that the Beis HaMikdash was built in his portion. And also the Beis HaMikdash is also called Yedid, Shenem and Apostle says, Ma Yedidus Mishkanasecha. Therefore, the Medrash says, Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yov Yedid, Ben Yedid, V'Yivne Yedid, V'Chelkasha Yedid. In other words, really, there are six people, six things that are called Yedidim. That Kodesh Baruch Hu called Avram Avinu a Yedid, he called Binyamin a Yedid, Shlomo Melech was called Yedid, and Yisrael are called Yedidim. And the Beis HaMikdash is also called Yedid. The Pshat is, Yov Yedid, Ben Yedid, V'yivna Yedid v'chelko asher Yedid. That Shlomo Melech, he was able to build the Beis HaMikdash in the chelek of Binyamin that's called Yedid, which Binyamin was a ben benoy of Avraham Avinu, so he was zeichet to have the Beis HaMikdash in his chelek. Some of Farshim say because by the Kriyas Yamsuf, it was Shevet Binyamin, they were the first one to jump into the Yam, so b'schus there, they were zeichet the Shechina should be living in their chelek. Some of Farshim said because Binyamin, he was the only one that was born in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, since he was born in Eretz Yisrael, the Shechina was in his place. That's where the Beis HaMikdash was built. Then after Shlishi, it starts talking about Yosef. Uli Yosef Omar, Mivarechas Hashem Arzeh, Hashem should bless your lands. Mimeged Shemayim, Mitol, and Mitoim Revetzes Tochas. It's the precious things of Shemayim and the dew and the good things from below. And like Rashi brings down, Shloi Hoysa Benachlas Hashvotim Eretz Malaya Kol Tuv Ki Artsoi Shal Yosef. Nobody's else land was as good, had such good produce as it came out from the land of Yosef. And then the next few psukim talk about the tremendous bracha that Yosef received. Mereish Harei Kedem, Mimegid Gibaselam, Mimegid Eretz Malaya, Ritzon Shef Nisnem, Tavoisel Rosh Yosef Kotko Nazirechov, Rechosher Hod Lele Kanem Kano, Behem Hanin Nagach, and all the great brachas that Yosef got. And the Farshim speak out that these two Shvatim, by Levi and by Yosef, they got very long brachas, Kol Tuv. How come only Shevet Levi and Shevet Yosef? So the Shem Shmuel wants to say that Shevet Levi, that was the people that were Ovid, learned Torah, and did the Avodah. Since they learned Torah and they did the Avodah, the Kabbonis, for that they were Zoicha with tremendous bracha. And who Adin Yosef HaTzadik, he's called Yisrael Olam. His midah was Shmiras HaBris. He watched the bris very carefully. So because of these two midas of the Torah and Shemiras HaBris, they go hand in hand, therefore the big brachas were given over to Shevet Levi and to Shevet Yosef. And the Sefer Torah Moshe once explained that even though the Mishnah Nova says that the way to be kind of Torah is with B'miya Tainug, not to have that much enjoyment of this world, so how, and that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu was Mezgala to Moshe Rabbeinu, Mitoich HaTzneh, by the thorn bush, as if to say the way to be kind of Torah is through a thorn bush, not to have that much enjoyment. So how come there's such a big bracha given over to Yosef HaTzadik, that his land's mamish has the best, the precious things, the goodies of the land were all given over to Yosef? And the pshat is that by Yosef HaTzadik, Yisrael Olam, since he was the big mashpia, he was the one that gave off all the food in Mitzrayim to all the whole world, he was the mashpia. Secondly, he went through all the Yisurim. The brothers gave him the Yisurim, he lived through Yisurim. So since he lived through and did the Avodas Hashem, even through Yisurim, all the pain by being sold to Mitzrayim, he was zeicha to be Yomim ben Yisoyin. Because of that, he was able at the end, his bracha was, to be Yomim Hashem, Barchobas Hadas, and Vashiris. In other words, to him, the Ashiris wouldn't affect. Since he was so worked out in doing Avodas Hashem, Mitoch Yisurim, Mitzara Zeichik, that for him, he could have the brachas, and it wouldn't affect him. And it ends off the bracha of Yosef, Vehem Rivavois Ephraim, that's the 10,000 of Ephraim, Vein Alfei Menashe, and 1,000 of Menashe. And even though Menashe was the Bechor, but the reason why Ephraim got a more of a bracha, because by Yaakov Avinu also, it says Shikol Es Yodov, he put his right hand on top of Ephraim. And the Vilna Grunt, they saw from the Vilna Grunt, that the Pasuk Ketilim says, Yipo Mitzidcho Elef, So since Yaakov Avinu put his right hand on top of Ephraim, therefore Revovah Miminecha, he was like with the 10,000, and Yipo Mitzid Chalef, that goes on the left hand on Amenasha. Then after Revi, the Pasuk says, V'lizvulen Omar, Smach Zvulen Mitzaysechom, Zvulen should be happy with his goings out, V'yisachar V'yoyalechom, and Yisachar should be happy in their tent. And Rashi brings down that Smach Zvulun B'Tzeisechem means that there was a shutfis. They made up together Yisach and Zvulun, that Zvulun will go out to do business and make a living, and they'll support Yisachar, and Yisachar will sit and learn Torah. Therefore it says Zvulun should be happy with his going out doing business, the Yisachar B'Yolech, Yisachar should be happy when he's in his tent learning Torah. And it says in the Kanfa, in the Sharm, the Sefer wants to say like this, that really Zvulun on this world, B'Olam Hazeh, he feels bad a little bit. Like he's busy working the whole day, he doesn't have time to learn Torah, he doesn't have that much simcha. Mashenke and Yisachar, in this world, they're oisik in learning Torah, they have a tremendous amount of simcha. They don't have to go out and work, and they're sitting and learning Torah in this world. But he says, Ne'olam Abba, the next world will be just the opposite. In the next world, Zevulun will be very happy. Like he'll see all the Torah that he receives, he gets half of the Torah of Zevulun, half of the Torah of Yisachar. So Zevulun is going to be very happy. Ne'olam Abba, he's going to see all the great reward he gets. Mashenke and Yisachar, it could be Ne'olam Abba, he won't be so happy there. Because there he's going to see that he lost. How much of the schar of the Torah he lost, but has to give it away by receiving the money from Zevulun. He wants to understand the Pasuk, that Smach Zevulun B'Tzeisecha. When is Zevulun going to be really happy? B'Tzeisecha, when he leaves this world. When he comes to Ne'olam Abba, there he's going to see how much reward he receives. For the half of the Torah of the learning of Yisachar, he'll be very happy. But the Yisachar b'Yerlecha, when is Yisachar going to be happy? That's b'Olam Hazeh, in this world, b'Shas is learning the Torah. But it could be in Olam Habo, he won't have that great of a simcha as Zevulun will have. Now the Torah in Yerodeya in Simin Reish Mem Vav brings down that Kol Echod Me Yisrael Chayi B'Talmud Torah. Every person, every Jew has the chiyuv to learn Torah. Beinoni ben osher, whether you're poor, whether you're rich. Bein sholem begufei, bein ba yisurim. Even if you have pains. Bein bocher, bein zokin, even if you're old. Afiluoni amaser al apsochim. Even if you're so poor, you have to go around to collect money. And afilu balisha bonim, even if you have a family. Still chayiv lekvoya loizman atalma Torah. Ba yoyim o valayla. Shenema vagisa ba yoyim valayla. That's what the Torah says. Everybody has a chayiv to put away time to learn Torah a little bit by day and by night. But then the Torah says, If somebody can't learn because he doesn't know how to learn at all, or if Neitir de Sazman is just too busy, he just can't, then the Torah says, Yaspik lacherim alemdim. Let him give money to other people, support other people that are learning. And it's considered as if you yourself are learning Torah. And the Torah says, to my Shadorsh Chachamim, the Posik, this Posik, Smach Zvulim, the Tzaytsechov, Yisachov, Yerlechov. So from the Torah, it's mashman that if the person knows how to learn himself, then he doesn't have this chiyuv to support somebody else to learn. Then you're supposed to learn Torah yourself. It's only if you yourself can't learn, then you're supposed to support somebody else that you'll get the schar, you'll get the reward of his learning. However, the Bir HaGrah brings down the makor for this from a Medrash Rabbah that it says, that the Medrash Rabbah says in Parshas Kedoshim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told to Moshe to tell Klal Yisrael, B'ni Osakta B'Torah, V'yenatem Yisyorim. Now, Klal Yisrael was learning Torah, and they felt that's it, they weren't worried. So Hashem said back, no. Ilu Nemer Eitz Chaim Hila Melem Bo. The Torah would have said, Torah is an Eitz Chaim. For the people that are working in Torah, you're right. Elo Machazikim. The Torah says, Eitz Chaim Hila Machazikim Bo. The Machazikim Bo are people that support other people to learn Torah. Therefore, the Medrash ends off that Omer Abacho, B'Shem of Tanchum, that Lomad Odom V'Limad, even if somebody learned Torah, but V'ho Yisipak V'yod Elahachzik, he has the possibility, he has money to support other people to learn Torah. For loy hechzik, and he does not support the other person, harez the bechlal oru. Ashalayokim, he's bechlal oru, a curse. But the opposite way around, somebody that does support other people, that's bechlal baruch. When this pasuk goes, eitz chayim hi l'machazikim bo. Torah is an eitz chayim for the people that support learning Torah. So from the Medrash here at Smashma, even if you do learn Torah, still there's an inyan to be machzik, to help to support other people to learn Torah, and that's the key of this pasuk, Eitz Chaim Hi L'Machazikim Bo. Torah is a light for the people that not only learn Torah, but are also machzik, help other people to learn Torah. But I'll call upon them this Indian to support somebody else to sit and learn Torah. That's what we learn out here from this parasha of the Yeshutfis, of Yisachar and Zvulin, that if you do support somebody else, you also get half the schar of his Liman HaTorah. Then the pasuk says, "Ulegod Omar, that Baruch Marchiv God, Hashem gave a blocha that his land should be extended. Kilovi Shochein, like a lion, the Torah Zroyav Kotkoit, and he teareth the arm with the top of his head." Shrashi explains, "Why does he give him a blocha like a lion? The Fishoya Somech Lesfar, he was near the boundary. Therefore, the Fikach Nimsho Baroyis, like a lion." She called us Muchim Lasvar, whoever's near the boundaries, is Trichim Lias Geburim. You have to be strong to protect himself. Then the Pasuk says, Vayar Rashis Loi, and he saw the beginning, like Rashi says, he was the first one to take a chelik, his God in Eretz, Sichon V'yoig, and Kisham Chelkas Mechaikik Sofon, there was something was hidden there. We also darshan, it goes on, the Kfur of Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu was buried in the chelik Shel God. Vayesa Rosh Hashem, that Tidkas Hashem also Mishpotavim Yisrael. That did it stoko. He did a Mishpotavim Yisrael. So Rashi Wamshat learns that God was Mekayim at Tanai, that they gave him Takin Eretz Sichoin, but only with the Tanai he'll go over it into Evra Yarden and fight for Klai Yisrael, and he was Mekayim his Avtocha. He went to fight for Klai Yisrael until they conquered Eretz Yisrael, and then they went back to their Chelik. Then the Pasuk says, Uludon Omar, Don Gur Aryeh is like a long, young lion, Yizanek min HaBoshen. He shall leap from Boshen. And Rashi says that Don also had his land near the border, so therefore he also had to have a protection. That's why the Pasuk calls him a brocha like the lions. Nos Yizanek min HaBoshen, Rashi says, Ketargumai, that means that the waters from Boshen came into the land of Don to supply them with water. And the Kliyoka wants to say that Yaakov Avinu gave the bracha to Don, that Don Yodin Amoy, that Don should be the Dayonin. And the Klal is, V'chol Dayin Tzorach Liyos Gibor Kari. So therefore, they gave a bracha now that Don has the bracha of Don Gur Aryeh. He should be strong like a lion. And the Pshat is, like the Pasuk says, V'yato Sechazeh Mikolam Anshi Chayel. When you want to take a Dayin, a judge, he has to be a strong person. Why? Poshid, that he should not be afraid of the Baldin, that he shouldn't be afraid of what the people are going to tell him. Therefore, a dayan is supposed to be nice and strong. Therefore, a don had this bracha of Gur Aryeh. And then it will Naftali Yomar, that Naftali Svar Rotzoin, he should be satisfied. Umole Birkas Hashem, he should be full of Hashem's brachas. Yom Vidorim Yerosha, he should possess the west and the south. And like the Kli Yochas says, that Yaakov Avinu gave the bracha to Naftali and said that Ayola Shlucha Hanoisin Imrei Shefer. That means that Peroisa Memarim Lizbashel, that Naftali's fruits will ripe very fast. And therefore, we always find that we bring Bikurim, who comes first from the Chelak of Naftali. And that's the pshat that Umole Birchas Hashem, that Bikurim will be brought from the lands of Naftali. And also that the Bikurim, the fact they bring Bikurim to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim, they also give a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So because of the Bikurim, the first growing fruits of Naftali, there'll be a Birchas Hashem. Then it says, Ulu Osher Omar, that Osher, that Baruch Mibonim Osher, he is the blessed among the sons, Yehiritzu Yechov, he should be accepted by his brothers, V'toivo Ba'Hashem and Ragli, and he should dip his foot into oil. And like the Kli Yochas says, that is brought down that when Osher was born, it says, Yashurani Bonois, Lakoch of Hoysif Loy Meshagam Mibonim Ye Mevorach HaMusher, that even Osher's children should also be with a bracha blessed and be rich. And then the Pasuk says that Yehi Ritzu Yochav, that the brothers should accept him. So the Sepruna says that what happens usually is if somebody is very rich, his other brothers become jealous of him. So here the Pasuk is saying that the other brothers will not become jealous of him, but rather they'll also have hanor from him. They'll have so much shemen, the oil will be coming out from Shevet Osher, he'll be giving for everybody else to have shemen also. In other words, other people will enjoy the richness of Osher. And the Pasuk says, Barzel u'necheshes min olecho, that your shoes should be made from iron and from copper, uch yomecho dovecho, and by your days you shall have strength. And Rabbeinu Bechai learns the pshat is like, since Osher is going to be so rich and have all the oil, he has to be afraid maybe the enemies will come to have mechomer on him. So Pasuk gives the bracha, no. Barzel necheshes manalecha means you'll have iron and copper. Your feet means you'll be able to protect your land. Nobody will come in to take away the oil, but rather just the opposite. Osher will be the one to give away oil to all the rest of the Shvatim. Then after the brachas, after Moshe Rabbeinu gave the bracha special to every Shevet, then he says a bracha klolius to the whole Klal Yisrael and says, Ein Koel Yeshurun. Klal Yisrael, you should know there's no other God. Reichev Shemayim B'Ezrecho, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu rides in the Shemayim to help us. Uvegav Osoy Shchokim, and His Excellency is on the sky. In other words, like Rashi says, Dalecho Yeshurun, Klal Yisrael should know, Shein Koel B'Chol Eloheyu Amim, there's no other God like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that helps us. In other words, we have to have complete bitachon, complete trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not to be afraid of Mechama from the enemies, but to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Reichev Shemayim B'Yezrecho, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is way above all the other enemies, He rules over everybody, and He is the one that helps us. And the same thing, the next few psukim that Mi'oneh Elokei Kedem, V'mitachas Ruah Soilom, V'yigorosh Mipunech Oyev, V'yemer Hashmeid. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the power to destroy all our enemies, and Vayishkon Yisrael Betach, Klal Yisrael lives with safety, Boda Den Yaakov, Aleretz Dog, and Vesirosh, Avshom of Yarfotol, that there'll be rain, there'll be dew. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that takes care of us. He gives us the dew that the things should grow. And we end off that Ashrecho Yisrael, how happy we are, Klal Yisrael. Micha Moicha, who is like us? That Am Noisha Bashem, we are people that are saved by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Mogein Hazrecho v'ashecherov gavosecho v'yikoch ha'shuvay v'echoloch v'yatol b'mesaymoy sidrich. And the Sepurna explains that Ashrecho Yisrael, that how happy Klal Yisrael is, means this is the biggest madrega Klal Yisrael could become. That Michomoicha Amnoisha Bashem, that Klal Yisrael has 100% bitochin, they rely on Kodesh Baruch Hu. And when they have 100% bitochin in Hashem, then Klal Yisrael themselves does not have to go have Mechama, but rather, Vashecherav Gavasecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's cherev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself has mechama for Klal Yisrael. Hashem ish mechama. When we have 100% bitachin, then everything goes in our favor, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that fights for us. That's the Ashrecha Yisrael, when Klal Yisrael reaches this high madrega, that everything is Noshem Hashem, they realize that everything comes from Hashem, that the bitachin in Hashem causes it, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one, that Hashem ish mechama, He is the one that will destroy the enemies, even without us going to fight them. Then after Shvi, the pasuk says, "Vayal Moshe mi'arves Moye v'al har Nevoi roish afiska asher apnei yirecha v'yareyu Hashem es kol oretz es agilad adon." The Kodesh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu the whole Eretz Yisrael from Gilad Adon v'es kol Naphtali. He showed him all the lands, all of Eretz Yisrael. And Rashi brings down, he showed it to him how it's going to be b'shalvosa when they're going to be doing the mitzvahs, and he showed them how they're going to be b'chubinosa. And then the pasuk says that Vayomer Hashem Elov Zoyisorot Hashem Nishbat LaAvrom Yitzchak LeYaakov Lemor, like Hashem told Moshe, this is the land that I promised already to the Oves Avrom Yitzchak Yaakov, so I'm going to give it to your children. Is Harisicha B'Yenecha V'Shom Elo Savra, that Hashem is telling Moshe, at least you could go see it now, even though you're not zeichet to go into Eretz Yisrael. And Rashi says here, what was the purpose that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed it now to Moshe? Rashi says Kedei Shetelech V'Soymel LeAvrom Yitzchak LeYaakov, that now Moshe Rabbeinu is going to go soon to see the Ovis Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. He should tell them that Shvua Shenishpa Lachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaimo V'zeh Lemer, that's this word of Lemer, that Moshe Mamash had a shlichus now, even after his Nisi, even after his Nibi Meis, still he has a mitzvah to do to go tell the Ovis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mekayim his Shvua. And some want to say that's what the next pasuk says, that Vayomos Shem Moshe, that Moshe Rabbeinu died there Eved Hashem. Moshe was called an Eved, a servant to Hashem, the Eretzumoy of Api Hashem. Api Hashem, Rashi says, it means Api Neshika, Hashem kissed him. But what's the meaning of Vayom Hashem Moshe? Well, some want to say that Shem means that even after Moshe was made there, still he's called an Eved Hashem. Still he had to do mitzvahs. His mitzvahs was, like we just said, there's a mitzvah for him to go and tell the Yavos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mekayim his Shvuah. Now that the Torah says, Vayom Hashem Moshe, Eved Hashem, that Moshe was called an Eved Hashem, so some of us learn it's a tremendous shvach. And they say, if you want to give a hesped, like this is the hesped l'kuru that the Torah HaKadosh is saying about Moshe Rabbeinu, if you want to say in two words, what was the godless of Moshe Rabbeinu, he was called an Eved Hashem. He was called a servant to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And really the Sefri over here says, that loiv the genusa shal Moshe HaKosim medaber ele b'shvachai, that the Pasuk is not talking about a genus saying something bad about Moshe, but it's talking about a shvach praising Moshe by calling him an Eved Hashem. And as the free says, Shekein Matzinu B'Neviyim Harishonim, Shenekro Avodim, Shenema Kilo Yasa Hashem Dover Kiyim Gilo Soidoi El Avodim HaNeviyim. In other words, the free had a half minute to say that now that the Torah is calling Moshe Rabbeinu an Eved Hashem, it's a genai, it's not nice. What's the pshat? The pshat, as we know, like we always say, Im Kivonim, Im Kavodim. That really, if we're Zeuche, if we do the mitzvahs, Klal Yisrael is called like Bonim. We are really like children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if we're not so good, the second class, then we're called Kavodim, we're called like slaves, like servants to Hashem. So Lechura, by Moshe Rabbeinu, he was the Muvcher, he was the best of Klal Yisrael. Like, why doesn't the Pasuk call him Bonim? He's a Ben, he's a son of Hashem. Still the Pasuk says, no, he's called an Eved Hashem. So that's what the Sefri is saying, maybe it's a Genus, it's something not nice. Kamashmullah, no. That this is a tremendous Shvach, a tremendous praise to Moshe Rabbeinu. That even though Moshe Rabbeinu was really a ben, Havad, he was Dovik in Hashem, Machmas Ava, Hashem loved him, he did all the mitzvahs, Moshe Rabbeinu. But even so, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't use out the Avodas Hashem, Machmas Ava, like to be proud about it, but rather he always did the Avodah Machmas Avdus, as if to say he could say that had more Yerushalayim, he was Makabo more the Omach Hashemayim upon him, even as the biggest, the greatest Madrega that Moshe Rabbeinu reached. Still he acted like an Eved Hashem. That's the tremendous Shvach. That a person, no matter how great you are, still you act as if you're only an Eved to Hashem. You do the Avoid the Machmas Yiras Hashem, O Mach HaShemayim. That's the tremendous praise about Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rabbeinu Bechaya explains it like this and says that before we find the Pasuk called Moshe Ishulakim, V'zay Sabrocha Sheberach Moshe Ishulakim, that was Moshe's name when he was alive. And now the Torah is calling him an Eved Hashem. So Rabbeinu Bechayim wants to say that the Torah only called Moshe an Eved Hashem by his mace, b'shas he was mace, when he died. The pshat is like this, that the ma'ala of an eved, a servant, is that the eved has a right to come into the master, to the king, whenever he wants to. And he can go into his private rooms, like he's an eved, he's a servant for the king. So that was Moshe Rabbeinu now. That it says that by tzadikim, gedolim, tzadikim, b'mitzisosan, yosim, b'chayayim. Tzadikim are even greater after their misi, after they die, than when they were alive. In other words, now Moshe Rabbeinu, after his mace, he's mamas like an eved l'Hashem, that's the shvach, that's the praise. He's like a ben bayis. He has a right to come in whenever he wants, even into the special, the private rooms of the melech. Still is like an eved, he comes in whenever he wants to. That was the ma'ala of Moshe Rabbeinu. Then the pasuk says, "Va'yikvar oisai bagai deretz mayav mul beispor v'lo yod ish es kfrosi adiyom ezim." That Moshe was buried, and nobody knows where Moshe was buried. Now, who exactly buried Moshe Rabbeinu? Rashi brings down two pshatim. The first pshat is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoidoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself buried Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why it's good, why nobody knows the exact place. And the second pshat, Rabbi Shmuel Loimem, who covered us atzmai, that Moshe Rabbeinu buried himself. It's also good why nobody knows where he was buried. And then it says, "V'loy kom Novi oid b'Yisrael k'Moshe." There was no other Novi like Moshe Rabbeinu, where sheyudo Hashem ponim aponim. That he knew he was able to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu ponim aponim. Poshut means by Shas Kabbalah Satorah, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the Har, and notice saying the Shvach, even though Moshe wasn't zeichet to go into Eretz Yisrael, Ponim, he still had the greatest amount of Nehuah. Then it ends off the Torah that L'chol O'isos V'yamoysim Ashashlocha Yashem L'asos Beretz Mitzrayim, all the great signs and wonders that was done with Moshe in Eretz Mitzrayim L'faru L'chol Avodah V'chol Aretzai, as if to say, don't only think Moshe was great when he spoke to Kadosh Baruch Hu Ponim Aponim, that was by Har Sinai, but even before that, even when he was doing the miracles, the signs and the wonders in Mitzrayim, it was also the great Moshe Rabbeinu. Ulechol hayod hachazok ulechol amor hagadol asher osa Moshe l'ein kol Yisrael. All the strong hands that Moshe did, the great things that Moshe did in the eyes of the whole kol Yisrael. And this is the famous Rashi, the last Rashi in Chumash, that says that l'ein kol Yisrael shenosu liboy lishpor haluchos. Moshe Rabbeinu decided that when he came down with the first luchos, he has to break them. And he broke them li'aneim in front of all the eyes of Klal Yisrael. Shenema v'yashabrem li'aneim. And the hiskimo da'at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, da'at HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed to Moshe Rabbeinu. Shenema asher shibarta means yasher koichacha asher shibarta. Moshe, you get a big praise, a big yasher koichacha, thank you for breaking the luchos. That's what the Torah ends off here, that l'enei kol Yisrael, that Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchos in the eyes of the whole Klal Yisrael. The question is, how come the Torah ends off with this? Like, what's the great shvach, what's the great praise about Moshe Rabbeinu that he had to break the first luchos? And what you have to say here is that Moshe Rabbeinu used a tremendous amount of chokhmah. Moshe Rabbeinu, the manager of the whole Klal Yisrael, that only worried about Klal Yisrael. Moshe thought a lot about this, and when he came down with the first luchos, and he saw Klal Yisrael was doing the chet of the egel, he decided that he has to break the luchos. And by Moshe Rabbeinu breaking the first luchos, that was a toeles, that was a help for the whole Klal Yisrael. He did something for the sake, for the help of Klal Yisrael, and even HaKadosh Baruch was maskim. Even though in the eyes of people maybe it looks like a bad thing, but HaKadosh Baruch would not agree to it. So this ends off, this is the tremendous shvach, the greatness about Moshe Rabbeinu, that his tremendous amount of chokhmah, of wisdom, told him that it's a good thing to break the luchos, and HaKadosh Baruch also agreed to it, was maskim ayodai. And with this the Torah ends. The question is, why does the Torah end with this, and what was so great about it? So some of us want to say that it's brought down that if Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't have broken the luchos, then there wouldn't have been any shibud malchus. Klal Yisrael wouldn't have went into any more shibud. In this world, there would have been b'nei chayrin. Now, really, we know that the reason why there's an inyan of golus is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to purify Klal Yisrael with the first golus Mitzrayim in order to be able to go into Eretz Yisrael and receive the Torah. And with the future goal is Klal Yisrael has to go in, like we're in right now, that's to purify us, that the Mitzvah Shem will be Zeicha for the Gula Shlema, will be Zeicha to see the Mashiach. So Mela, when Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchos, it was a matzev that he saw that Klal Yisrael still needed another goal is to come. We still have to be purified in order to be able to be Zeicha to see the Mashiach. So Moshe Rabbeinu's breaking the Luchos was enabling us that we should be able to go into future Golias, that in order from the future Golias will be Zeicha Niske Lairish HaMashiach. That's what the Torah is ending off with. That Moshe Rabbeinu's Chochm enabled us, that Amit Hashem will be able soon to see the Orish HaMashiach, because of the Golas, because of Yisurim we're in right now, because of these Yisurim, will be Zeicha to see the Mashiach, will be Zeicha to have the Gula Shleima. And some want to say that's the Smichus of the Torah, that it ends off talking about this Indian of going into Golas again, that because of Moshe breaking the Luchas, Klaiso will have to go into Golas. That's the beginning of Bereshis Bar Lakim. It says, Boratz Vais to Soyu Vavoyu, and Chazal Darshan on this, Soyu Vidarshin Zu Malchus Bovul, Uvoyu Zu Malchus Modai, Vechoshech Zu Malchus Yovin, and Alpnei Sahoim Zu Malchus Rishor. In other words, that from the first passage there, we dash in the Klaiso will have to go into Golas. And we're saying the pshat is because of these goluses that we're in right now and the pain we have even now, this is all the schus that in Mitzvah Hashem will be zeicha to see the Mashiach to Kenem Herav Yemenu, and Itak Mishnol be zeicha to see Taka the Mashiach from Herav Yemenu. Alright, we'll stop here.